Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an on-location review episode of Orton Towers Scarefest. They have three returning mazes and two brand new mazes at the Orton Towers Resort. So myself and Hannah went on location to check them out. Remember, you can also visit our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack, to see just our mini scare cam episode to see the raw footage of the event. So without any further ado, let's take you to our on location audio from the Orton Towers Resort.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hello and welcome to this on location review episode of the Scare Track Podcast. We are on location at the Orton Towers Resort for their annual Scare Fest. They've got three returning attractions this year with Project 42, Subspecies, and Ortonville Mind Tours,
the Legend of the Skin Snatchers.
With two brand new attractions as well, they have the return of Terror of the Towers with the Attic, and they also have Darkest Depths, which is their more family attraction, which is in the courtyard this year, replacing the Welcome Inn. So five attractions, no scare zones this year, but five attractions is pretty cool. At Orton Towers, we can go through all five today. They're welcoming us along, so thank you to Towers. I'm here with my good lady wife, Hannah. Hannah, how's it going?
It's going really well. I'm dead excited. Like, I've always loved Orton Towers, and it's always had a special place in my heart. So I'm excited to see what they bring this year.
Yeah, definitely. It's exciting to see with two brand new attractions. It's good to see what we're going to do. We're going to do the Attic first. We've got our 1 o'clock slot for that. So we're going to do the Attic, Terror of the Towers. So let's go through. We can't take you in this time on the audio recording, but we'll be able to give you a full in-depth review when we get out. Remember to check out our Scarecam episode, youtube.com/scaretrack, where you'll be able to see just a few snippets on our YouTube channel of the atmosphere around park today. So let's go into the Attic. Woo! So, we have just come out of the Attic here at Orton Towers Resort, and I actually really, really enjoyed that. I liked the queuing area, was quite nicely themed, and then the pre-show with that actor, with all the... He must have had so many buttons to press. Basically, you go into a room, he tells you the story.
He had one button to press. I saw him. No, he pressed one button, and he had to adjust his monologue accordingly to what was happening around him. There was just one button.
Well, I saw him press three buttons.
What? I saw him press one button.
The magic.
Well, that's how good he is at
the
his
magic.
Job.
So he had obviously push buttons. I like the fact that he was telling the story, and then he'll talk about the wind coming through the windows, and it would come through the windows. And
did he press a button for that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So, but he was very subtle about it, so he did a good job. Sorry if it is a little bit windy here as well. I hope you can hear us okay. But yeah, it was really good. Then you actually do go all up the flights of stairs to the top level of the towers. I like that they've built within the towers to make it feel like an attic.
Oh, they put in so much detail. Like, I could feel the floorboards creaking.
Yeah.
Like, that's a level of detail of an attic.
And all the ceiling was all on a slant to make you feel you're up there. You'd have things that you would find in a Victorian-style attic. And it started off quite steady, quite relaxed, I'd say more of a family-friendly kind of attraction. It was the blue lighting, the bits of smoke, going through the laundry, going through the toy room. There's a really cool girl that had like a key in her back. She was like a clockwork doll.
She was great as well because we walked towards it and she was like sort of coming to life in a robotic way, and you could see the key in her back and she gave us some scares there. But then later on she scared the back of the group through a curtain, so you didn't see a key, so you didn't know it was the same actor.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that I think is really good in this maze, is every actor has multiple ways to scare you. So there's no need for a million and one actors. Everyone has the chance to scare you multiple ways in this maze, but not in an obvious way. And I think that that's something that really, really struck me with this maze, and I really, really enjoyed.
Definitely. It also helps that we were in there with only a group of five.
Yeah.
That is a small group for Orton Towers mazes, so we're in a nice small group. It is a linear attraction, but it's nice to see that there's no hands on shoulders.
Yeah.
And it was also, we didn't have a safety spiel at the beginning of it. It was on the audio as you're queuing up, but there's no actual safety spiel from an actor, which is cool. It meant that we didn't have to stop before we were fully immersed.
It's cool. It builds the whole atmosphere for you. We were walking through, we were looking at Victorian sort of toys and memorabilia and stuff like that, and you can hear the safety spiel and it's going in, but you don't have to stand and listen to someone say it, which breaks down sort of the atmosphere. If you're already involved in it, in the queue line, if then you have to stand and listen to someone say it, it sort of breaks that wall where you're already immersed. And I liked the fact that it didn't do that. I liked the fact that as soon as we walked through the curtain, we were in the attic.
Yeah, absolutely. I did feel like an attic. And then you got deeper within the attic into sort of like it was like a fire section. And there was a good change of heat. It was some demons up there. And the demon actor was incredible.
He got at the front
of the group. He got us really, really well, getting very close. In real dark, hard corridors to work, they are, definitely.
It was nice to see Orton Towers using change in temperature.
Yeah, definitely.
It definitely added to the, we're now in a fireplace. In like a demon hell sort of aspect, it definitely enhanced that.
Yeah, definitely. So, and that's something new that I think scare attractions need to jump on board with. I think we can talk, we don't like to talk about other attractions also here, but we can talk about Merlin. They obviously look after here, Chessington and Thorpe, and we noticed in Creek Freak Massacre they actually they use a change of temperature, so maybe that's something we can see more so with the Merlin parks.
I mean, I hope so, because it's all about the senses, you know. We've discovered
sight, sound.
There's now smells, and I'm liking the heat.
Yeah,
heat and cold aspects of it. Absolutely.
So yeah, a thumbs up. We really enjoyed that. We had a great run. Like I say, it helped that we were in only a group of five, so it was a more personal run. The three we were with were absolute wimps, so it was funny to laugh at them. But yeah, a thumbs up for the attic. It's got five pumpkins. I wouldn't put it as intense as that. I don't think it was terrifying. But the ending, you were running out, trying to get out from the demon.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't put the ending as strong as previous incarnations of Terror of the Towers.
Yeah, it didn't. I don't think it wasn't Terror of the Towers. I do think,
no,
but it did fit with the theme of it is part of the towers.
Yes.
So that's why I can see they've used that tagline. But if you went by just the attic, it was that nail on the head.
Yeah, definitely. But with Terror of the Towers, I expect an impactful finale. Like that's what. For me, that's what I know them as, is like a great finale. So there wasn't that great finale. There was a good finale, but not an outstanding stroby vampire bald-headed maze.
I suppose you don't need that
thing.
When you've got that in other attractions.
Exactly.
It works really well. It was nice to have something a little bit different. The demon guy was a surprise. So big thumbs up for the attic. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, let's go on to our next maze. The next maze we're going to go into is a returning favourite of subspecies, the End Games. I think this debuted in 2015. And the last couple of years, I think they've toned it down a little bit, but I have heard that it's more impactful than ever this year. We were invited to the Enthusiast media event on the 5th, but we were unfortunately not able to make it. But I've heard great things from then. Thank you to Orton Towers for letting us come on another date and checking out today on a nice quiet day on park. So let's go.
Quiet, foggy day.
It's very foggy.
Which is making it look extra spooky.
It is indeed.
Especially in this area of the park. All the bunting is grey, white and black, which against the fog looks phenomenal.
Definitely. Against all the facade of these beautiful towers ruins, it really does.
It literally
really
looks
nice.
Like the whole park in this area is in black and white apart from the towers.
Definitely, definitely. Right, it's time to go through subspecies. We'll give you our full review when we get out. So, guys, we have just come out of Subspecies The End Games, back for its fourth year, I think, now. And that's obviously a free-flow attraction. There's no linear route. My experience was very much... I was probably in there the longest I've ever been in there. I just kept going round and round. There was a good use of doors opening and closing, so you think you know the way, but then you don't know the way. So I had a good element of being lost, but I didn't see many actors in the first half for me, whereas Hannah, you're saying you had the best run you've ever had.
There was an actor in there that chased me round continuously in circles for a good, I'm going to say 5 minutes. I went round at least 4 times. Like, 1 minute he was there chasing me, then he disappeared. I thought I was safe, he'd gone off to scare someone else. Went round a corner, he was back, chased me back where I'd just been. We just went round in circles for a good 4 circuits. Yeah, it really, really put me on edge. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I had a great run. It was good. When I got into the square tunnel scene, there's 2 tunnels at the end, the circular tunnel and the square tunnel. The actor there was incredible. That is like the stuff of nightmares. He looked awesome, he sounded awesome, he was great. That was intense. Like, you know, you had nowhere else to go. You had to go past him. Also, the group we were with, when I caught up with them, they were absolutely bricking it. Obviously, we've done this maze a number of times now, so the element of surprise isn't quite there.
I love seeing people's reactions when they get dragged through a door.
Yes.
Like, some guy screamed, "I'm in front of a door!" And boom, he was gone.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So it was... Hannah had the best run she ever had in there. It is a good use of a non-linear attraction, a free-flow attraction.
It was the best run I ever had, although the second half for me felt a little bit flat. So the first half was the best I've ever had, but the second half, especially the chainsaw guy, for me, scared of chainsaws, just walked past him.
Yeah, true.
So I've seen the finale done better.
Whereas me, the second half was better, because although I was wandering around loads, it was really good. I didn't see many actors in the first half, but
it's
overall,
they were all scaring me.
Exactly, but overall, for a free flow attraction, it was still, we had a good run. We're here with Andy. Andy, you actually acted in that maze. It's got to be a difficult maze to act in. You were here in 2017.
2016 and 2017, I always remember it from 2015. It was one maze I always fell in love with, so I was extremely chuffed that was my first tower maze, and only towers maze, that I got to work in. Especially when you've done it for 2 seasons, and once you love it that much, you live and breathe it. So for me, it was nice to be on a guest side of you. And for me, it kind of felt like being back at home. It was really nice to explore and see how other people do things differently in there as well.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. So we had a fun run through some species there. We're now going to go, we're just at Spin, we're at Smiler, you can probably hear that. We're going to go and do the Ortonville Mine Tours, Legend of the Skin Snatchers, our third attraction here before we go over to Project 42 and Darkest Depth. So we'll go through the attraction, we'll let you know what it's like when we get out. So we have just come out of the Ortonville Mine Tours, Legend of the Skin Snatchers, and I think we all agree that's probably the best run we've had in there.
Yeah, definitely for me. The actors were completely on point. I don't know whether it was because of the fact that I wasn't wearing the helmet, because I usually wear the helmet, but the Haunted Lantern helmet worked phenomenally with the smoke, the actors. There was a guy in just his pants that was just running amok. It was brilliant. I absolutely really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I mean, that maze has always been themed really, really well, but it's sometimes been just too dark in there to be able to see any of it. This time it felt to me it was slightly more lit.
But more smoky,
but
I'd
more
say.
Smoky and a lot more smells in there. I noticed many different smell pods in there. So the fact that it's claustrophobic, the actors were very touchy, but a different kind of touching to Subspecies, which is more move you around. This was very stroke your face.
People kept stroking my face and I kept thinking, do I know you?
Yeah. It was probably the first time as well that I think that the story was really portrayed and came across by not just the beginning, but the actress in the beginning room was phenomenal.
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
The best I've seen that done.
The sister in the start room, the one that turned your helmets on, she proper laid the scene.
Yeah, definitely. So you understood the story more. But then previous years it's just felt like that the other people are just in there to scare you, whereas this time it was more, I need that face, give me that for my collection, that face look better on me, we just want to look pretty like you. It just felt to me that it came across all that.
It felt like
more.
Everyone in the maze was on board with the storyline and delivering it, whereas
yeah.
I think previous sort of incarnations in the last year at least have just been, let's just Boosker.
Yeah, so that was a great run through Skin Snatchers. Really enjoyed it. Obviously, as well, it's a different kind of attraction that many of you guys listening may have done before. It uses the haunted lantern technology. You put that on your head and it changes. It strobes, it goes dark, it goes... It's really good. Genuinely really enjoyed that. Andy, you said that you had a quality scare in there as well, and you're a tough guy to scare.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not easy to scare now, and sometimes I really wish I could get scared like I see the general public get scared again. But I have to say, that was probably, out of all the years I've done it, that's probably the best run I've had. And I have to give a shout out to Bacon at the beginning. She was phenomenal at the start of that run.
Definitely. She set the scene well. She played the character really well. It was just enticing. Made me want to go through it more, if that makes sense. So, yeah, a big thumbs up again. For all three attractions so far, so far, I'd say that maze-wise, the best runs we've had in Towers for a long, long time.
Definitely.
And really enjoyable. They're never going to be the most terrifying, the most intense, the most extreme scare mazes, purely because it's a family resort.
At a place like this, you're not expecting it. You're expecting a story with some jump scares, and I think for the last couple of years, it's been lacking it. Whereas, so far, we've only done three, but I feel like it's back. The storytelling's there, the scares are there, the smells are there, the atmosphere's there. I'm really enjoying my day. Which, I don't want to say anything bad or anything, but last year I was a bit like, if I don't come this year, I won't miss it. Whereas now I'm here, I'm glad I came.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we always enjoy coming. But there was one season that I think everyone just sort of went, what's happening? But this year, they're really on the ball, especially with the new attic, really enjoyable. We've got a brand new attraction again to do a little bit later today, which is Darkest Depths, which is their new family attraction. Basically replacing the Welcoming, because that's where it used to be, but also replacing House of Monsters that hasn't returned for this year. So I'm looking forward to see that. We're going to do another returning maze for its second season here. That's Project 42. So we're now walking from the towers over to Forbidden Valley to check it out. Right then, guys, so the next attraction we just did was Project 42, back for a second year. A few changes in the maze compared to last year. Last year you could see the Nemesis Egg, you can't this year, so there's quite a few changes in there. I'll be honest, that was probably the most extreme actors have been ever at Orton Towers. Maybe, I don't know, Subspecies 2015 was up there. But
That's the most hands-on I've ever had at Orton Towers.
Yeah, definitely. Especially the first half, the first selection of rooms, those actors were proper on the floor, bouncing against walls, moving you about, pushing and shoving you. That was definitely, especially for Towers as well, that was probably the most intense the actors have been, and it made for a really, really good first half of the attraction. Hannah, you enjoy that?
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. The actors at the start, I think, were strong. There were some good characters in there, giving some good sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Animalistic zombie sort of vibes. I really, really enjoyed that. For me, I think the finale felt a little bit flat, but only because I know how great that last room can look. It's like a barricade, it looks brilliant, and I've seen it used so well. Went through it today, it was just strobey and smoky, which is a good ending, but I know that ending can be done better.
Yeah, I suppose, although it was intense because it was smoky and strobey, and that can be good, that's probably better in a room that doesn't have much theme in, that doesn't have much going for it, whereas the ending of that actually last year had a cool ending. You could see the people up high with guns shooting down on you. So you're saying that maybe a little bit less smoke and strobe, which is mad because there's a lot of attractions where, like, you need more smoke or you need more strobe, whereas that one you're saying there's maybe just too much that the finale, you didn't see any actors because you couldn't see a thing.
Yeah, but I think it's just because I know what's in that room and I've seen that room doing a lot better.
Yeah.
But if you hadn't have done it before, you'd still think that was a really great ending.
Definitely. I'd say definitely the first half of that attraction was awesome. Like I say, the actors are what made that really, really intense animalistic characterization. I would also say as well, kudos to Towers, they're really using the smells. I think in every single maze we've been in so far, I've had an awesome selection of smells.
I've had an awesome smell.
Awesome smell. Andy, obviously you're with us on this Scare Track episode. You have been through that a number of times. A good run for you?
That was probably the best run I've had out of all the runs I've had in it this season. It's always been intense for me. They've really put out that intensity there on that run. And again, this, like I say, first start, some of the actors like Lou, Jake, Kate, all amazing. Absolutely amazing in there.
Definitely.
Again, it's like you said, just with the, you couldn't see a thing in the finale. That's probably the only thing I'd say, if anything.
Just less smoke.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, smoke can be perfect for some rooms, and some rooms and attractions need more, whereas this attraction needed just that little bit less at the end.
But the good thing is, out of all the attractions, I've not had a bad run. They've all been good.
Yeah, same. Actually, I've had a good run on all of the attractions here at Upton's House today. Would you agree, Hannah?
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome, excellent. So we're going to go and do our last attraction now, which is a brand new attraction for this year, Darkest Depths. It's like a sea theme, is it, Andy?
Like, it's... I say sea. It's more like you're on a pirate ship.
Okay.
To me, I would say it feels like it as well.
Awesome, right. So let's get on board this pirate ship and check out Darkest Depths. Right then, guys, so we've just come out of our last attraction here, Darkest Depths, here at Orton Towers Resort Scarefest, and I'm going to say that's probably the best themed attraction I think Orton Towers have ever done at Scarefest. Would you agree, Hannah?
Oh my God, that was so incredible. From head to toe, like floor to ceiling, that entire maze was themed. It was themed well. It was a pirate ship. It was at the bottom of the ocean. At one point, we hit sand. I wasn't expecting sand. You know, the different texture on the foot just really adds to it. There were smell pots in there that were phenomenal. There was a water feature, so it was like the
Kraken had got in.
Bust through the ship, and there was water coming through. There was screens for the sirens singing. It was a lot of everything. And there was some good jump scares in there. It was not the scariest here, but I don't think it's designed to be.
No, it's only three pumpkins, I think, is it? Three or four pumpkins.
I still got a couple of screams in, so... Yeah,
definitely.
Loved it.
It was so beautifully, immaculately themed. That has got to be in the running for best set pieces at the next Scar Awards, 100%. Because, like Hannah said, 360, not just the sides, but the ceiling, the walls, it was all on different levels. The actors in there, they had some actors that had sort of like set speech sections, but it wasn't too long. They didn't keep you in a place for too long. It flowed nicely. It wasn't stop-starty. It just flowed at a perfect level. I, like Hannah said, I didn't get the biggest scares of that, but it's not designed to give you the most intense scares in the world. It's designed to give you a little bit of a fright whilst going through an immersive attraction. And I'm just blown away by how immaculately themed that attraction is. That, and it's only here for a few more weeks. They need to keep that sack off the courtyard. They barely have the pirate show anyway. You only have a food outlet open in peak times. Leave that there as a yearly attraction, 100%, because it's just stunning. It fits really well with this whole Mutiny Bay area with Battle Galleons. That was a way better space than used than the Welcoming. That was a stunning attraction.
Loads longer than the Welcoming.
Yeah, definitely. And it was just really good, like you say, water effects, sand, squidgy floors, everything. I am really blown away by that.
A bridge at one point.
Yeah, and the use of screens in there, and then, like you say, the water coming through because the Kraken came in. I was genuinely, I can't give a higher rating for that. That was a fantastic looking attraction. Andy, you didn't come with us this time, but you've been through it before. How do you enjoy Darkest Depths?
Well, put it this way, I want my house to look like that. It is such a beautiful piece to look at. And the way I kind of look at that one is, if you do get any scares in there, then it's a massive bonus.
Yeah, it's more good enough just to look through it and enjoy the immersion than anything else.
And even then, even I've managed to get some scares out of that as well, so for the scares that I've got and just the set piece alone, I'm quite sure that would pick up an award or at least get a nomination for set piece.
It really should. That's absolutely beautiful. I mean, we've been coming to Orton Towers Scarefest for a long time. We've had the scares from the Sanctuary, the Toe of the Towers, What Lies Within, even the Boiler House and Carnival of Screams. But I think Darkest Depths, not on a scare level, but as an overall maze level, is one of my favourites Orton Towers has ever done. And I think, Hannah, you'd probably agree it's up there for you.
Yeah, definitely.
So that brings us to the end of this on-location review episode here at the Alton Towers Resort. It's been really, really good. Best year for Scarefest in a long time. Unfortunately, we can't stay into the night and have night rides. We have to leave whilst it's still sunny, and that is half a Scarefest. That really is the atmosphere around park when it goes dark and you've got the towers all lit up. It really, really does look beautiful. Some night rides on Wicker Man and Nemesis and Oblivion. That is what makes Scarefest. The Orterville ancestors have a fantastic sort of mob, flash mob throughout the day. There are some little bits of footage of that over on Scarecam, so youtube.com/scaretrack for that. We're about to see. The only thing is, they don't really interact with you throughout. Like, we just saw all 10 of them, and they just sort of walked past, started taking the hats off because I think they were going on a break. I think that because they don't have any other roaming actors, or we haven't seen any roaming actors at all this year, they don't have any scare zones anymore, which is fair enough. They're heavily focusing on the mazes. That's absolutely fine. I understand this is a family park. Maybe previously they've had complaints that people are getting too scared, because they do have CBeebies Land here now. They have children's areas dotted around park. You can understand why maybe they wanted to keep away from the scare zone idea for the Alton Towers Resort, with it being such a family attraction, especially with CBeebies and the David Walliams Land coming next year. So it's understandable they don't want that. But I do think there's also that Alton ancestors are missing a trick by being more interactive with people. That's something I think that they could work on for next year. But their dance skills were amazing, and it was a really, really fun flash mob. And like I say, all five attractions this year, really, really high quality. So I'm going to send it back to myself in the studio to let you know how you can get your tickets for the remainder of the run here at the Alton Towers Resort for their annual Scarefest.
You're listening to Scare.
So there we go. As you can tell, we had a fantastic time at Alton Towers. We were unfortunately not able to stay for the evening of the event, and that's when things get dark. You get to have night times on Wicker Man. It really is an awesome day if you're going to be able to get there from 10 o'clock opening, stay all the way up till 9 o'clock, some awesome night rides, and I'm sure the atmosphere gets even better later on in the day. The Orton's ancestors, they really do make the entrance to the park lively and exciting, and we didn't really cover it here on the podcast because we're more of a scare attraction podcast, but there's lots of stuff going on for the kids as well. Remember to check out Scarecam. We got a few clips of the little stage show they have for the children. So a whole all-round family resort with some stuff for the kids and stuff for the adults as well. We had a fantastic time, so a huge thank you to Alton Towers. And guys, you can get your tickets at www.altontowers.com. That's altontowers.com. Remember to join us over on our social media pages, guys, so you can see what we're up to throughout the whole Halloween season. Join us on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook. Just search for Scaretrack. So that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scaretrack podcast. Remember, you can find anything you need Scaretrack related over on our website, www.scaretrack.co.uk. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye, guys.